hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
This is The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
Now, here's Frank Morano.
Other Side of Midnight. I'm superstar Frank Morano. Well, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages, the Red Apple Audio Network proudly brings to you the often imitated, but never quite duplicated, recently Hall of Fame inducted...
The Other Side of Midnight presents Denunciations.
Yes, it is time for me to denounce a couple of people. Let me begin with the following wireless carriers: AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon. They have been fined $200 million for illegally sharing customers' location data without their consent. I hate these wireless carriers. Stop sharing my location without my consent. I don't need my wife knowing where I am. She's got to only go with where I tell her that I am. And these people should be ashamed of themselves. These carriers, as the FCC chairperson said, failed to protect the information entrusted to them. Here, we're talking about some of the most sensitive data in their possession. Customers' real-time location information revealing where they go and who they are. So, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and Verizon, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Williams-Sonoma. Williams-Sonoma has been fined $3.2 million over false made-in-the-USA claims. I mean, this is absurd. You can't claim that something's made in the USA when it's not. So the Federal Trade Commission has ordered Williams-Sonoma Inc. to pay almost $3.2 million for falsely claiming products were made in the USA. Additionally, moving forward, WSI will have to submit evidence annually that supports any future claims that its products are made in America. The fine marks the homeware giant's second regulatory violation as it pertains to the FTC, which also sued Williams-Sonoma in 2020 for advertising multiple furniture and bakeware products across its family of brands. So there you have it. Not made in the USA. Williams-Sonoma, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Neotame, or Neotame. I think it's Neotame. Neotame, an artificial sweetener that may damage gut bacteria. Oh, yes. Scientists have found a link between Neotame and damage to the intestinal wall. The artificial sweetener Neotame damages healthy cells in the human intestinal tract, leading to serious health problems like irritable bowel syndrome. This is according to a new UK study. Neotame is a sweetener formulated to be an ingredient in baked goods, various other food products, and as a tabletop flavoring. The study will result in fresh risk and benefit considerations of Neotame as a sweetener that can help people avoid being overweight or obese. And see what happens here. See what happens. So if you're concerned about your gut bacteria, maybe stay away from Neotame. Neotame, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Christopher Greger. Christopher Greger is a New Jersey father who tortured his son with gym sessions and is now on trial for his murder. I don't like to denounce people that are just accused of crimes, but the proof of what an abusive father this man was is just so chilling. The chilling SMS text messages reveal Greger's cold reaction to being confronted over abuse. He told his son's mother, "The boy needs to be a little tougher." He is accused of abusing his son, Corey, 6 years old, to death in 2021. This is a 31-year-old guy, Christopher Greger, a former crisis hotline worker and nursing home courier. And he basically abused his son for months before the son died of blunt force trauma. And again, I recognize he's entitled to the presumption of innocence, but your eyes see what they see. There's footage in court this week showing Greger force Corey to run and fall from a treadmill. Then you see these archived text messages from the boy's mother showing him essentially brushing off his treatment of the child. And after she texted him about how he hurt his son's feelings, maybe he needs to be a little tougher because that's soft tissue. So prosecutors say he abused the boy to death and would routinely beat and humiliate him. The initial autopsy revealed that Corey died as a result of blunt force injuries across his body. And these archived text messages, which we saw in court this week, between Corey's mother and Christopher, showed this really callous, a series of callous responses after this guy was told that he made his son cry. And in these text messages, Christopher said his son was being over emotional and he needs to be a little tougher. The mother shares sickening images of the abuse that was inflicted by the father. Black eyes, bruises across the body. There's pictures of this. And I mean, I just, even if he's innocent or not guilty, I should say, of this murder, how any father can do this to a 6 year old, I can't fathom it. I can't fathom it at all. I understand wanting your son to be tough. I guess every father wants his son to be tough. But this kind of abuse and making your own son cry repeatedly because you're injuring him so much, to me, you're a special kind of monster if you can do that to a little boy. I can't imagine it. So, Christopher Greger, I do denounce you. Similarly, I must denounce Joshua Leduc. Joshua Leduc was a preschool teacher who was arrested twice on child molesting charges, and he's now reached a plea deal and he has admitted repeatedly molesting several of the four-year-olds in his care at the preschool where he was a teacher. I mean, he was fired after the first incident and they found that he had committed at least one other incident. So he's scheduled to be sentenced in June. I hope they throw the book at this guy, and I hope nobody in prison shows him any mercy. I mean, if you're going to molest four-year-olds, oh, my goodness. Joshua Leduc, I do denounce you. I must also denounce the Daily Wire, because their handling of this Candace Owens situation is so crazy. I won't bore you with all the details because we could do 20 minutes just on that. But the Daily Wire is where Ben Shapiro does his thing. It's one of the leading conservative media organizations in the whole world, honestly. And Ben Shapiro is a co-founder of this, and he does very well there. They have a lot of shows that do well. Andrew Klavan is on there. He does very well. And they had Candace Owens on there. And Candace Owens had a whole following, and she was doing really well. And ultimately, Candace Owens starts being increasingly vocal in her criticism of Israel. And not long after that, she's let go. She doesn't disparage Candace Owens. She doesn't say, excuse me, the Daily Wire is specifically asked about her departure and details that people have heard. And she says, look, I can't confirm or deny that as part of my agreement. But here's why I'm denouncing them. What they did was so duplicitous and underhanded. Candace Owens on Twitter said she wanted to debate Daily Wire co-founder Ben Shapiro about Israel and anti-Semitism. So the Daily Wire publicly accepted her offer. Ben accepted it, and the CEO, Jeremy Boring, accepted it. And they begin, and this is a great story that was actually broken by Glenn Greenwald in his Locals newsletter yesterday. And he covered it. If you don't, you have to subscribe to Locals. But if you don't subscribe to his Locals, he covered it at length on his show last night, System Update, and which is on Rumble. But you could also just listen to the podcast. All the while they publicly agreed to debate Candace Owens, they went through a private arbitrator after she left the company and sought to gag her. So the gag order was approved as Ben Shapiro and the CEO were publicly negotiating with Owens on Twitter on a venue, a date, and a time. So, I mean, this is incredible. They're publicly claiming that they're going to debate, and they're privately going through an arbitrator to muzzle her because she's asking for a debate. This is about as dishonest as you can get. And unfortunately, and, you know, I've met Ben Shapiro many times. He's a nice enough guy. Unfortunately, this has become par for the course with him. I mean, the more we see from Ben Shapiro, honestly, he's a total charlatan. And it does stuff like this all the time. Totally duplicitous. I remember, and I don't want to tell tales out of school, but when I'd see him, we would hang out, him, me, and Curtis once in a while at a radio station that we were all working for at the time. And Ben would talk about all the stuff that he does. And one of the things that he was doing was ghost, and Curtis has a better memory for this than I do, because it really grinded Curtis's gears and really stuck in his craw. I don't remember it as well as he does, but I do remember this. One of the things Ben was doing was ghostwriting books. And he would write these books for all sorts of conservative pundits and authors. And these authors would just put their name on them. And Curtis would say, well, I mean, don't you care that you're not getting any credit or acknowledgement? And Ben's basically had this callous attitude is, you know, I don't care at all as long as I'm getting paid. And that, and there's nothing wrong with that. Look, he's able to provide for his family and make a good living and provide for his own financial future. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I kind of think that's Ben's MO when it comes to everything. Is he pretends to be this great champion of free speech that loves to debate and loves to take on the libs or take on anybody that disagrees with him, when in actuality, behind the scenes, he's trying to do whatever he can to silence people. So I am absolutely 100% denouncing the Daily Wire for trying to have Candace Owens gagged while they were publicly offering to host a debate. Daily Wire, I do denounce you. I must also denounce this mass shooter in Texas. At least six people ranging between the ages of 3 to 19 years old have been shot at an apartment complex in Fort Worth, Texas. including a three-year-old. I just kills me. They're looking for this person. If anyone has any information regarding this incident, they're asking people to contact the Fort Worth Police Department at 817-392-4222. Tips may remain anonymous. The investigation into the shooting remains open, and officers are gathering information and attempting to locate the suspect, the suspect vehicle and suspect or suspects. But to whomever that mass shooter is in Fort Worth, I do denounce you. I must also denounce Marion Kim Phelps. Oh, boy, oh boy, this woman is a real piece of work. Marion Kim Phelps was a school superintendent in California. She was a superintendent at the, I believe it's pronounced, Poway Unified School District. She'd been fired through a school board vote after they did an investigation into her conduct. What did she do? Well, in November, students on the softball team at Del Norte High School claim that Marion Kim Phelps threatened their graduation privileges over a perceived slight of her daughter, who was on the team. They addressed the school board at a meeting, alleging that Phelps believed the group had not clapped loudly enough for her daughter. After a softball awards banquet, apparently Phelps called and texted some of them late that night, accusing them of not clapping for her daughter at the ceremony. And that's what is reported by NBC San Diego. Phelps then threatened to revoke the graduation privileges if they didn't apologize to her daughter. Can you imagine? This is pathological. I wish, you know, it's funny. I didn't realize we had two different stories about two very different types of parents. Marion Kim Phelps needs to get a lot more, needs a lot less control in her daughter's life. And Christopher Gregor needs a little bit more of that Marion Phelps in him, because these two people have their priorities way out of whack. I'm not putting Miss Phelps in the category of Mr. Gregor, but how do you do that? Threaten kids' graduations because they didn't clap for your daughter? Say, if you don't apologize, that your graduation is in jeopardy? This is insane. So, Marion Kim Phelps, I do denounce you. Penultimately, I want to give you a pro tip before I give you this denunciation. If you are turning yourself into police, just understand that the police are going to search your vehicle, and that if you have drugs in your vehicle, they are going to find them. And that would have been a good lesson for this Iowa City man, Precious Nazoni, who voluntarily turned himself in on an arrest warrant, and now he's facing charges after bringing drugs in his car with him. I mean, this is crazy. Why you would do this is, clearly this is not a guy that was thinking too clearly. And finally, I want to denounce the Indian Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that weddings that are just song and dance routines, that, or that's how they termed it, that don't include all of the Hindu religious stuff, don't count. So where a Hindu marriage is not performed in accordance with the applicable rites or ceremonies, such as the seven steps around the sacred fire, the marriage will not be construed as a marriage. There you have it. I think this is a rotten decision. Not that I understand much about Indian culture or the Indian legal system. I do love Indian food, though. Absolutely love it. However, if people don't want to do the seven steps around the fire, let them just get married. Save everybody a lot of aggravation. So, Indian Supreme Court, I do denounce you. All right, if you have comments on anyone I have denounced, please be my guest. 800-848-9222. That is 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Straight ahead.
The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
That's right. The one and only Harry Lillis Crosby Jr. is celebrating his birthday today. Well, it's not celebrating because he's been dead for almost 50 years, but today is the birthday of the great Bing Crosby, one of the greatest singers who has ever lived. You know, I asked a friend of mine before the show who is the biggest Bing Crosby fan that I know of. I said, what are your five favorite Bing Crosby songs? And he said, basically, nobody, this was his response, nobody ever came close to recording as many sides as he did or sold as many as he did. Very hard to do. There are just so many. And, you know, how a lot of folks don't know how he got the nickname Bing. Well, apparently, the story goes, as a young adult, he enjoyed carousing and drinking, and he actually received another nickname called Binge Crosby. And he once spent two months in jail for a DUI after a minor car accident, and surprised and shocked interviewers after that by advocating that that pot should be decriminalized. Very ahead of his time in that respect. It was not something that was talked about much at the time. But he was really an incredible person. They did an American Masters series on him, or mini series on him, a few years ago, which was quite good. But I'm sure you could still find it. I don't know. But he was without peer, without peer. All right. But that nickname, he also had the nickname Bingo from Bingville. And then that was shortened to just simply Bing. So when he was 6 years old, by the way, if you want to call in, give me a call, 1-800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222, whether it's Crosby related or anything else. When he was 6 years old, he developed that sort of a nickname in a very unusual manner. I think it was actually coined originally, and if my friend Jay is listening, he can fill me in. I know he'll know this backward and forward. It was coined originally by his grandparents, but he was Bingo from Bingville, and it was shortened to Bing. So there you I met his widow, Catherine Grant Crosby, about 21 years ago, and she was kind enough to sign a book for me. I have a great selection of signed books, and that's one of the ones that I treasure most. And she just wrote a very delightful and very charming inscription in the book that she wrote about her life with Bing. It's called My Last Years with Bing. Beautiful book. And I think I bought a book for $20, and I bought it right from her, but I gave her 40. I think I gave her 40. I let her keep the change. And I'm glad I did. But because I treasure that a great deal. All right. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Oh, he refused the role of Columbo. You know, the role that Peter Falk made famous? Due to the fact that he felt that it would interfere with his golf game. And one of only five actors to have a number one single and an Oscar for Best Actor. The others being Barbara Streisand, Frank Sinatra, Cher, and Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx, interestingly enough. So, an incredible, incredible human beings. But just going back to the nickname for a second. When he was six, his 15-year-old neighbor, Valentine Hobart, gave him the nickname. Oh, so it was not his grandfather. I had to look this up. So gave him the nickname that stuck with him for the rest of his life. And at the time, a lot of the newspapers around the country ran a weekly syndicated humor feature in their Sunday editions that was written and drawn by Clyde Newton Newkirk. The comic strip-like feature called the Bingville Bugle was made to appear as though it were the front page of a hillbilly newspaper that chronicled life in the little town of Bingville. And one of the feature's characters, Bingo, was pear-shaped with bulging ears, not unlike the young Bing Crosby. And Hobart, his neighbor, affectionately started calling Crosby Bingo from Bingville, and before too long, the nickname was shortened to just Bing. So there you, and you know what? He almost became a lawyer. He enrolled in Gonzaga University thinking he would study law, but he ordered a set of drums through a catalog and became good enough to join a local band. And then he quit school months before graduating to pursue a lifetime in music. All right. 800-848-9222. Joaquin is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Joaquin.
Frank, buddy, I'm going to say something. I'm sorry, but you're not a young man, because the way you're going on about Bing Crosby, you know what? Christmas time, his Christmas album. I don't know. That's one of my memories as a child. I mean, you know, my parents were very religious, but they always played the Bing Crosby Christmas album.
But you know what? It's not just one Christmas album. He had so many great Christmas songs, but obviously the song that he's become so associated with, White Christmas, is one of the most popular songs of all time. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, that song sold over 100 million copies around the world, with at least 50 million sales as singles, which is just extraordinary when you think about it.
And you know what? That song that you played before, I'm going to have to look that one up, because that song was just... It had a lot of truth to it, yeah. You could be a mule.
Exactly. Exactly. I like it, obviously, because of the reference to the stars as well. No doubt about it.
Hey, you know what? I was calling for a couple of reasons. One, and I'm going to get to the dark chocolate in a second, but there's been a clip of a Boeing whistleblower saying how his boss threatened his life. And when I went online to try and look it up, because I've heard it played on like two other radio shows. And when I went to click on it, instead of it being the whistleblower having his life threatened, it goes to Boeing defending, you know, it's planes or whatever, you know. So I found that kind of weird, because I wanted to give you the information to go look that up.
Yeah.
But dark chocolate, there's a couple things you and me have in common. I love bourbon. But dark chocolate, 90% dark chocolate is healthy for you. You can eat as much of it as you want. It's rich in
antioxidants. Joaquin, I want there to be every health benefit there is in the world to dark chocolate. And you're right, there are some health benefits, but it is very high calorie, right? So it is, if you eat a whole bar of that, it's almost 1,000 calories. I mean, so it's not like you're eating carrot sticks.
I don't know about that, but you know what? I found one that you might really like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't had it for a while, but I'm older, and I used to hit this grocery store late at night. I drive truck, you know, and I'd get off at like midnight or whatever, and I used to hit Weiss. And I found in the organic section, I believe the company was Greens, but it was like 90% dark chocolate, and it had crystallized ginger in it.
Wow.
And oh my gosh, it was so freaking good. As a matter of fact, I found another candy one time. You know what? I really should go online and look this stuff up and order it. Crystallized ginger, and I don't know if it was crystallized dried with honey or whatever. The most amazing candy you could imagine. But that dark chocolate, and I believe the company was Greens.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not up on that at all. That's interesting.
But you know what? You can find the dark chocolate at most grocery stores or Walmart or whatever. If it's not in the candy section, it might be in the baking section. But I still, you know, I've heard about the polyphenols and actually the health benefits of dark chocolate that you can really eat pretty much almost as much as you want.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case, because I eat probably more than I should, Joaquin. Joaquin, thank you. Appreciate that. 800-848-9222. 800-848-9222. Bob is on Long Island. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I was wondering, who did the telephone company share the information about locations on their cell phones with?
You know, meaning, well, that's a good question. Let me see if I have let me pull up my notes on this. They, officials first began investigating 5 years ago after they were found selling customers' location data to third-party data aggregators. So they were selling the information to these data brokers.
What about law enforcement?
Yeah, no, I mean, no. I mean, yes and no. I mean, we've done these segments on these data brokers. The data brokers give the information and sell the information to law enforcement as well.
Well, this information was used to catch some of the people at January 6th.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm sure that could very well be the case. I have, and I don't know how many of those people that were caught turned off their location, but what we know here is that these people were not wanting their location tracked, and these companies tracked them anyway. But yeah, it's certainly wrong, whether it was January 6th or whether it was an anti-Israel protest or anywhere. You can't be tracking people when they don't want their information tracked. 800-848-9222. Certainly not without disclosing it. It's my take. Lisa is in Connecticut. Hi, Lisa.
Did you hear about the time traveler situation on TikTok?
No, lay it on me.
Okay, so I was just talking to Matt Blaze. There's a viral situation going on TikTok where a guy down in Florida had a, like, a shed, right? Okay. And he saw somebody going into his shed on a property that he owns that is, like he owns it. It's not his main property. It's, like, an investment property, right? So a guy goes into a shed and disappears. They call the cops. He's on the Ring camera. The guy goes in, right? Then a couple days later, on the Ring cameras and all the cameras, security, surveillance, or whatever, the guy comes out looking like he aged, like he went in looking like young and came out with gray hair.
Really?
And they're thinking that it was like a time traveler situation going on. So now the guy is going down there with cameras, and they're putting more cameras into that specific little situation. You got to look it up.
Yeah, I'm reading an article about it now. It does look interesting. The one thing, you know, I'm very reluctant to take any of these TikTok videos too seriously, just because they're all geared to get the most amount of views and the most amount of clicks. So these people can say anything. And if they're rewarded with a large following and a large audience for their videos, they make a lot of money. So I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll invite this guy on the program, see if he wants to talk about it. The guy's name is Alex Shaw.
The cops are involved and this and that. I don't know. You know what? We're always into interesting things.
Exactly.
Right?
So exactly. Yeah, I'm going to try and get to this gentleman, Alex Shaw, and see if we can't get him on the show.
Yeah, right. Let's see. That'd be great. Awesome.
All right. Thank you, Lisa, for making me aware of that. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at this. I'm not hearing what the guy's saying yet, but and if we get the audio of this, maybe we can play a little bit. But it does look interesting. But I think that's why these TikTok people are so successful, is they make video content that's compelling. You know, in some ways, it's the modern equivalent of Orson Welles and War of the Worlds. It was theater of the mind, and in some cases, this is theater of the mind, too. There's no, you're not being sworn under oath that you're telling the truth. 800-848-9222. Bill is in Minnesota. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, see, I couldn't tell when I heard you talking about White Christmas there, Bing Crosby's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite Christmas song was always Blue Christmas, Elvis's Christmas.
That's great, right? Great song.
Well, I just happened to have came across one of his Christmas CDs or albums that played it, and on there he started singing White Christmas, and I thought, well, that's odd. Why would he do that? Bing Crosby pretty much dominated that. And I listened to it, and I was just blown away.
Thought
it was so much better than Bing's. It had syncopation and the contrapuntal and all that stuff. You know, that music. It just was much more interesting instrumentally, musically. But give it a try.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy the Bing Crosby version, but I'd love to hear that version as well. You know, it's funny. You know, all those Road 2 movies, which I love, one of them's actually in the public domain. So we could actually go and do a shot for shot remake of the one that I think it's Road to Bali, but the Road 2 movie that's in the public domain. But, you know, Road to Singapore, Road to Rio, Road to Morocco. There was talk of actually doing one last Road 2 movie, The Road to Christmas, with Bob Hope and Haley Mills, which would have been in 1968, but it never ended up coming to fruition. So there's that. And, you know, there's a movie, Stagecoach, that was, I think, his last film, did not get good reviews, but his performance as a drunken doctor was very, very highly praised. So he was somebody that, even though he's primarily known as a singer, was a very good actor. A very good actor. 800-848-9222. Phil is in Florida. Hi, Phil.
Hey, a small criticism. I'm a new listener to your show, and you're an educated man and a good conversationalist, but I've noticed lately a trend of you starting to use the word basically when you don't need to, which it seems to be prevalent throughout broadcasting these days. It's like the old, it's the new version of, you know, which is another irritant. I just thought I'd point it out to you that you're starting to use it more and more and more, and it's unnecessary and it's annoying.
Well, Phil, basically, I agree with you, but I appreciate that, seriously, because I've actually noticed that I do that. I don't know why I do it, and I'm going to make an effort to stop. So I don't like that. I also say so a lot. That's the other one that I've noticed that I say. So basically, those are my two crutch words that I lean on all the time. You know, I remember one of the first times I ever filled in for a long form radio show. I was doing 3 or 4 hours. Joe Franklin called me up right after, and Joe was always just so effusive. You talk about a Bing Crosby fan. He was the world's biggest Bing Crosby fan. But he was just always so effusive in his praise of everything I ever did. Didn't matter what it was. If I crossed the street, oh, Frank, nobody's ever crossed the street like that ever. I mean, that was phenomenal. I've seen people crossing the street for decades, and I've never seen people cross the street like you just did. That was incredible. I mean, it didn't matter what I did. He was just so effusive. And so he calls me up after I filled in on this show, and he says, Frank, that was magnificent, magnificent. 2 years from now, you're going to be the biggest star in all of radio. I'm telling you, Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, Howard Stern combined are not going to have the kind of audience that you are going to build in 2 years. That was just phenomenal, phenomenal. You knew exactly what to do. You knew exactly when to be quiet. You knew exactly when to talk. Very funny, very interesting. Oh, you got the gift of gab. My goodness. If I can give you one criticism. Yeah, Joe, tell me. My one criticism is, you say the word, I appreciate it, a lot. Whenever a caller says something nice about you or what you're saying or what you're doing, you keep saying, I appreciate it. And you know what? After that one time that he pointed it out, I reduced it. I did reduce my appreciation of the word, I appreciate it. So I'll make an effort to do that with basically now. I don't know what to do. Maybe I get a rubber band and then I'll snap it every time I catch myself saying basically. Basically, that's the end of the story here. All right, 800-848-9222, straight ahead.
The Other Side of Midnight. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
I have heard among this clan, you are called a forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, unrequited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is. What frills,
what frocks,
what broths,
what furs,
what rocks,
they're beautiful.
Well, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
Ah, yes, this the French great Brinks Bing Champagne Crosby doing so the duet with Frank Sinatra, Did You Ever? You know, one of the great quotes that anybody has ever said about anybody is Bing Crosby saying of Frank Sinatra, let's face it, Sinatra is a king. He's a very sharp operator, a keen record chief, and has a keen appreciation of what the public wants. He has this tense Sicilian quality. Well, I don't have any tenseness at all, and I just hang in there with what I call a dead ass. But Frank gets picked on by people who want to see how tough he is, and he usually obliges them with a demonstration. But then he said, a singer like Frank Sinatra comes along once in a lifetime. Why did it have to be in my lifetime? Which is phenomenal. All right. 800-848-9222. So, see, there I go, saying so again. Beautiful weather in our area of the world yesterday. So I took my son out in the afternoon, and we were going to put some books in the outside library. You know, they have the little libraries on our corner. I want somebody to open up one of these free Blockbuster libraries, which will have VHS tapes, but so far no one's been willing to do that. But we have duplicates of some children's books, a couple of Dr. Seuss books, a couple of other books. And my wife is trying to get my son's book collection not to develop to the point where it exceeds mine. So we go outside with the stated purpose of bringing these books to the little library on the corner. But there are children outside. And so there are, you know, the woman that lives next door to me, her grandsons are over. Carmine wants to play with her grandsons. And then he rings the doorbell of his best buddies across the street. They both come out. And then as that's going on, another boy that lives up the block, he comes home. He comes outside and plays. So now there are 2, 4, 5, 6 boys all outside running around. So we're not making it to this library down the corner, the little library, because they're all outside playing, which is great. Wouldn't have it any other way. So then the adults come out and everybody's out and everybody's talking. I'm chasing around Carmine. Now, what I'm about to describe, I have my back to the street because my son is on the sidewalk and I'm watching my son and I'm playing with him and making sure he doesn't get in any trouble because he's the youngest. And everybody else is, they're playing basketball in the street. There's a basketball hoop in the street. Now, my neighbor, he has one of these yellow signs that you put in the street, like a yellow stand. And it says, slow down, kids at play. And it's usually pretty effective. You put it right in the middle of the street. And I've seen this on streets that I've driven down. You see it, and it's a sign that it's an indication that there are children playing in the street. So cars see it. They slow down. They drive around this thing. Not supposed to be going more than 20 or 25 miles per hour anyway. So it shouldn't be a big hurdle to go around this thing. So I don't see what I'm about to describe. My back is to the street. I hear a car coming and all of my other adult neighbors start shouting to this lady, hey, slow down. And according to them, and I didn't see it happen, but, you know, I don't think they'd have any reason to exaggerate. According to them, she actually starts speeding up. So as soon as she passes, one of my neighbors in particular starts screaming at this lady, slow down, starts cursing at her in front of the kids. And then they find that this lady actually lives on the corner of our block. And she parks, and now, forget about it, there's a brewing war on our block. All of the adults that saw this transpire, now I'm trying to, you know, be cool for Carmine because he's seeing adults scream and curse and everything, which is not exactly what I want him to see, but I understand why they're frustrated. So this lady gets out of her car, and now there's from about 200, maybe about 150 yards away, a huge screaming match that's going on between the adults in the middle of the block where I am and this lady who's on the corner and is, you know, cursing and back and forth and insults. And she says, oh, get out of the street. Why are you guys in the street? Go in your backyard. So she's not at all apologetic. She's basically saying people don't belong in the street and you shouldn't have a sign obstructing traffic in the middle of the street. And this is like throwing gasoline on a fire for my neighbors. This was the topic of conversation for the rest of the afternoon. The only thing that cooled tempers a little bit was the fact that the ice cream man came by about 15 minutes later, which cooled temperatures down, at least in our corner of the block. But apparently this woman, who I don't think I've ever had much interaction with her. If I've seen her, I probably just waved at her and she's probably waved to me. But I don't remember ever interacting with her. She's apparently married to a police officer. And there have been incidents with this woman before. evidently, when her husband would pick up, now it's not unusual, almost everybody on our block is either a cop or a retired cop. And when her husband would pick up their children from school, he would do it with an open firearm. And a lot of the parents at this particular school got upset. Now, the principal of this particular school lives across the street from me. And so the school authorities say to them, hey, you know, a lot of parents are complaining. A lot of the kids get upset that they're seeing somebody, even if he's a cop, coming to school with a gun and picking up, you know, children with a gun. A lot of the parents don't like it. A lot of kids don't like it. Would you mind concealing the weapon? You know, very polite from what I understand. And evidently, after that very polite request, she runs to Facebook to say that XYZ school, it's a private school, XYZ school hates cops, which was not at all the message that the school authorities were trying to convey. And now, here this same woman is a real villain in this traffic incident. So everybody was all worked up about this. So usually we have a very harmonious block. Everybody gets along. Everyone says hello to everybody. Everybody hangs out with everyone. Everyone's kids play with one another. I do wonder if this is going to be, I can tell you this is not going to be a one and done thing, because she was furious that there was one of these signs in the street and that, you know, these kids were not in the backyard instead of in the street. And the people on my corner of the block were furious that this woman was speeding up instead of slowing down when there's a kids at play sign. So we'll see where this goes. But as Jim Ross would say, I think business is about to pick up. Help control the pet population. Get your dog or cat spayed or neutered.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.